Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and we're looking forward to tonight's show. Our show tonight is going to be dealing with entrepreneurs. So if you're an entrepreneur or want to be an entrepreneur, we suggest you call in. Our call-in number for those who would like to join our discussion this evening is 657-383-1372. So if you are an entrepreneur or would like to become an entrepreneur, this is the show that you need to be at. We will be back in just a few moments with our co-host and other guests in just a moment. Be right back.
Yeah. 10 minutes off.
Well, you heard everything went, you know, like it was supposed to, then. I hit direct connect. That's what I'm saying. I did everything I was supposed to do for her. So. No call. Woman, just go and hang this up.
We don't have anything. We can't get connected. Can't get connected. Can't get connected. We're not connected. What's that red thing that up over there? What is that? Red. Where does it say direct connect?
That we've already said that this
right here, that would be the direct connect. And we can't call in. What does that say? Drop call? Mm-hmm. And welcome back to the New Africa Business Association. Sorry for the delay, but we was having technical difficulties, and we're over those difficulties now. So, like I said, welcome to the show. Again, my name is Bilal Masadiq Bynum. I am your host, along with
Abdulaziz Shaheed, his co-host.
And we welcome you to the Blog Radio New Africa Business Association. Brother Aziz, we were talking about, this week we're talking about continuing group investments, but franchise investments are starting a new business. We've been talking about a community become invested now for quite some time.
Yes.
I think we said just about as many words as need to be said. I think it's time to be more proactive and go ahead and see if we are serious about going into business.
Right.
So, again, I sent out a franchise list, which you have right there in front of you.
Yes.
And it's a different type of franchises that we can invest in, or, of course, we can take and open up our own name business. But the biggest thing is that New Africa Business Association is looking for 100 investors. 2017, and at some point, we're hoping before May, we'll be able to incorporate and go into our first chosen business. Well, we're asking those who wish to become vested and take this a business venture with us, is that we're not looking for anybody to send us one dime. We don't want to hold anyone's money. We're just looking for commitments, pledges that you will pledge to be an investor with the New Africa Business Association. And like I said, we're looking for 100 investors, and each investor will come up with a $3,000 each. Now, again, some of us already have the $3,000. There may be those who wish to would need time to raise the $3,000. That's why we're going to put a date of May to open, hopefully, our first business. But between now and May, we're looking for those who wish to join together and start growing businesses in our own communities. So that's where, and of course, if you are a business person, we invite you to call in and talk about your business and let us know who you are, where you are, and how we can shop with you. We want to start out tonight's show by thanking some of the entrepreneurs that are supporting the New Africa Business Association. Brother Aziz, if you wish to acknowledge the business folks that are supporting us, you have them right there. And folks can call these businesses, and we hope that you do call and support these particular businesses. What may they be, Brother Aziz?
Yes, first of all, we'd like to thank our first one on the list. That's Mr. Jeff Majors. He's a musician, a harpist. And Jeff has some dynamite jazz music out. He can be contacted at Jeff Majors, that's J-E-F-F Majors, M-A-J-O-R-S .com, jeffmajors.com. Our next supporter is Divine Shine. That's located on 723 T Street Northwest. That's one of our boot black facilities. And if you don't know what boot black facilities that is, shoe repair and shoe restoration. And he can be reached at also area code 202-986-7463. And that's Mr. Strawy Big Discount. S-T-A-W-Y Big Discount. Mr. Strawy Big Discount. Our third investor is, or supporter is, Avanta Real Estate Service. Avanta Real Estate Service program participate in affordable houses. Their phone number is area code 202-264-4663. 202-264-4663. And our fourth contributor is, our supporter is, Miss Anita Shelton. She's from Anita Shelton Collectibles. And that is 202-234-9089. And, of course, one of our supporters, major supporters, and also one of our co-hosts on the program is Mrs. Shalore Williams, Attorney Shalore Williams, who can take care of all your legal needs. And she can be reached at area code 301-341-5577 or an email at SACW, that's SACW, at hotmail.com. And that number, again, is area code 301-341-5577. And our next co-owner, co-host, and able to take care of all your financial problems and needs, that's Miss Gina Baker, accountant, MBA. And Mrs. Baker can be reached at area code 301-332-0015. Also, she can be emailed at gmbaker@bankerfinanceanalysisservices.com. That's gmbaker@bankerfinancialservices, that's SVSCS.com. And she can be reached also at area code 301-332-0015. And also we have
our most recent sponsor
is Mr. Eric Brooks. And Mr. Eric Brooks has what is known as E&B Plumbing, a need that we all have in our homes. Mr. Brooks can be reached at area code 301-938-9352 or emailed at enbplum@yahoo.com. That's E-N-B. That's E-A-N-D-B-Plum@yahoo.com. And those are our sponsors right now that are supporting the New Africa Business Association. Please feel free to welcome to call us and contact us and let us know about your business also.
And we'll be more than happy to advertise your business. That's what the New Africa Business Association is all about. We want to recognize the businesses that are already in our community. And I say the businesses are our emphasis, and we make no bones about it. All business folks are welcome to call in. But our emphasis is the African-American entrepreneur. So again, if you are an entrepreneur, but specifically an African-American entrepreneur, you're certainly a welcome, and we are promoting your business so shoppers will know how to get to your location. So the call-in number for any business person who has a good business idea.
Yes.
You can call in what number, Brother Aziz?
That's area code 657-383-1372. That's area code 657-383-1372.
And again, we apologize for coming in so late. We had technical difficulties in the beginning of the show, it took us about 15 minutes to correct those difficulties, and we knew we had quite a few callers that was on the line, but I'm sure they became sort of confused as to what was going on. And so it looked like we lost a few of our callers, but again, if you should by chance try the number or the internet services again, our problems are over with and we are on live. Again, Brother Aziz, on the community investments and the list that we sent out, as you can see, like I said, we need businesses right in the heart of our community. And when you have when you look at those that franchise, listen, it doesn't have to be a franchise. The
right.
Franchise we know is a turnkey business. Your sign is going to get you clients and attention because of the popularity of the name of the franchise and the many different franchises that New African Business Association sent out. So again, but like I said, we know that we got about 100 investors. Of course, we look for the entire community. But we know if we got about 100 investors, with each investor putting up about $3,000, the down payment of a new car, you could potentially get into many, many of these franchises with a down payment or an entry fee, I should say, of around $300,000. But look through the announcements yourself. Look at the different businesses yourself. And the decision is a decision that we all will make. But like I said, there's no reason why we can't have the Dunkin' Donuts. There's no reason why we can't have the Subway sandwich right in the heart of our community.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why we can't, because we spend so much money anyway.
Right.
On all of these franchises. Until but again, as you can see, we can put up our own name businesses under our own names, or we can go to well-known franchise businesses. But 100 investors, and each one of us about $3,000 each will put us into at least obtaining one of these franchises or a business. And we're trying to set a goal here at the New Africa Business Association as to where by spring we'll be having meetings and we'll be on the radio constantly talking about businesses and a creation of new businesses. But we're hoping that 2017, by April or May, we will actually be moving into a business that we have created jointly. So again, would you rather have a brand new car putting down a down payment of about $3,000, or would you rather be the owner, one of the co-owners of Danny's Restaurant? We have even hotels, which is one of the businesses that I am very concerned about getting into. But like I was speaking to some of the younger members of our communities within the last couple of days, and their question was, why would we, especially, you take someone like myself and Brother Aziz here, I've been a business person for over 40 years. I'm retired. I retired last year. And I guess the question is Brother Aziz, why would someone who's put in their time and all we have to do is sit back and live out what they say the glorious years,
Yes, our golden years.
And so why would we be out here talking about investments and we are retired? Retirees don't normally talk about investments. Retirees usually talk about their fixed incomes and how can I increase the fixed income. But here we're talking about a business after you've been in business for 40 years.
Yes.
No, but like we said 100 times, we are not in this, especially at our maturity, putting
right.
up $3,000 or trying to say I want to open a McDonald's franchise. I want to open a one of these franchises that we see here, and there are many. But if I wanted to, why would I want to take on such a venture and being a retiree? Well, my answer anyway, is that I am, first and foremost, I know how fortunate one is to be in business and to be able to work for yourself and the independence of it all and the power that it brings you along with that independence.
Yes.
Knowing, experiencing that type of career, I know that I want my $3,000 investment. I'm trying to say that I want to open a franchise. It's not so much for me, Brother Isley, and I know you feel the same way.
Yes, absolutely, brother.
It is for the young folks in my family.
Yes.
I got granddaughters and cousins, grandsons, and what have you that are graduating from college,
yes.
coming out of high school, coming out of the trade schools, and ready to go into the job market. And we know how difficulties of jobs, especially in the African-American community.
Well, yes, Brother Bilal, most of the business people here in America, especially people that have come from other countries, they came here with a dream of, you know, getting their own business and, you know, putting their family in business as well as serving their community here. African Americans, we didn't come here with that. We've always had a point of servitude, slavery. And then when we did break out, like we know of Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Black Wall Street, we know about that and the prosperity that the African Americans had there, where they were financing cattlemen all down in Texas and Oklahoma and other places, financing these people because we had the banks. We had the other institutions that were necessary for building a big society. And had not the devastation and violence that went down in Tulsa, Oklahoma back at that time, had not it taken place, we would see more African-American, so-called Negroes, in business today because they saw the value of investing in their communities, going into business for self. Matter of fact, at one time in America, we couldn't own businesses. When the gold rush was on out in California and that, at that time, African Americans was not allowed to own gold. So what they did in places like California, Denver, Colorado, where a lot of gold was, they set up other businesses, which were services to the community, wash houses, places to stay, bath houses, places to stay. They would do your clothes and all that. And these are all businesses that are still viable businesses in our communities that we do use, such as laundries. We had cleaners in our community, Billy's Valet. For some years we used that, and unfortunately the owner of that returned to Allah, and may Allah be pleased with him. And we, you know, the business kind of went on down, but that was one of the type of businesses that our community, you know, uses a cleaning service as well as many others. And Brother Bilal, I've had this feeling for a good while about our youth in business. And I think it's incumbent upon us to start teaching our youth, and I mean this has to be done from some organizational point, like the church or the masjid or wherever. We got to reach our African American children and show them the need for businesses in their community, i.e., by starting out getting the franchises that you suggested, and by having all of us having a part in that franchise, but not actually running it. We're going to be there. We're going to stop by. We're going to spend our monies there at our franchise. But if something is wrong with it, we'll know who to go to and tell, not the person that's running that franchise, but whoever we have that's in charge of handling that, they can handle that. All we're to do is go there, support that, make sure that if we can, have African Americans in that business doing that kind of work, learning. And, you know, this is what our black youth need that. And, yes, we're doing that because we want to leave something behind for our children, as all other peoples from all other nationalities who come to America in the land of many opportunities. But us as African Americans, we're the only group of people here in America that haven't seriously taken advantage of the opportunities that exist, because everybody else has businesses in our community, and we don't have businesses in our community.
And that's the key to why you would think as African Americans, we would want to become vested and create businesses in the community, because everyone, like you said, if you go into any African American community, about 5 miles or 7 miles away from that community, you're going to find what they call going to town. And, of course, going to town is where the businesses are. Going to town should be right there in your own black community. After all, the money that is being spent is coming directly from your community.
Yeah.
So if you're going to spend money, like I said, Papa John's or just a pizza place, we buy this type of stuff. It says here for $130,000. For $130,000, you could become an owner of a Papa John pizza. So again, like I said, we put up $3,000 a piece, and which means we got seed money of about $300,000 to around $400,000. We just put up a Papa John's. Guess what? We can go on down here now and several other business, Dairy Queens. Filler stations. We can, so again, you see, having the seed money, any type of business that we go downtown to spend our monies on, we could have it right in our community. The only reason we don't have it in the communities is just what you said. African Americans have always, and I won't say been a neglect of being in business. I think there has always been it started, I think, with a fear. And you're right, that fear was enforced mighty harshly back during the days that we know many of our people suffered trying to get their independence. But today we are much more independent. And today, like I said, I've been in business for 40 years. And not only in business for 40 years, but licensed in banking, securities, and insurance. I can remember when I first came into that type of business back in the early parts of the 70s, you didn't have very many African-Americans in either field, insurance, securities, or banking. But today, like I said, I've been in the business for 40 years, and I feel success. Why? Because I was able to take care of my family. I was able to put my kids through college. I was able to live a middle-class life.
I've never been one who really wanted to be rich. For some reason, that doesn't appear to me, but being comfortable is more of what, and I've been fortunate enough to go there, and that was because of business. So again, the I stutter because I'm thinking, because what you said was so profound as far as the fear, the distrust. So many things was put out there as to where, and that's the reason why it was put out there.
Yeah.
Like you said, everyone from around the world, either who come to the United States or they're trying to get to the United States, because we are a country that deals 100% business.
Yeah.
You know, this country is ran off of a business, and we're a capitalist society. And so everyone is coming, and then when they get here, they will see probably that not when they get here, they probably already have looked at the statistics, and they see that you have an African-American community consuming more than $800 billion a year, but yet and still they do not own any businesses. If we got back just half them, it don't even have to be half. In 2017, if the business association started with Washington, D.C. and the Baltimore metropolitan area, along with our national business association, if we could recoup 10% of our own spending, look how many rich folks there would be. Just $800 billion. No black nation in the world brings in revenue of $800 billion other than American African Americans. So, again, that's why we, the New Africa Business Association, that's why we're on this station.
Yes.
Because, again, we know that as business folks, there is a gold mine. Now, Brother Aziz, I'll be honest with you. If you and I went out and let's took one of these franchises and say that we took one of the franchises here, we'll go back with Papa John's, and our entry fee is $130,000. You and I are going to open the business. You want to know something? Would you be interested in opening it?
I'd be interested in investing in it, but not opening it.
But let me say this. If it was you and I going into business, and just you and I would be interested in going into...
No, me neither, brother. I ain't got the energy for it.
Energy, and whatever else it takes to
staying run... Staying power, because I'm at an age where I can only do so much in that business.
Precisely what I'm talking about.
But somebody younger could feel a future in that.
That's the whole... We are talking about investing it into the community. Growing the communities. Who will actually be doing the work in the communities? It's
right.
Those who need the jobs.
Right.
Those who need the income. But those of us who can afford to create those jobs and create those businesses.
Yes.
Why not? Because look at the example. Like you said, everybody and his mama is coming in to America. And then they're coming directly.
Yeah.
They're coming directly to the African American community.
Every nation,
ain't nobody going to McLean.
Indian, Chinese,
coming directly. Go out to any mall in any of our communities,
right.
In our communities.
Right.
You will see
over in Eastover, a black shopping center not far from us now. Over there, hundreds of thousands of blacks.
Brother Moore,
very few Caucasians live in that area, if any. Hundreds of thousands of blacks, and all of those businesses are run and operated by Orientals.
They took it over.
Indians. Pakistani.
They're taking it over.
Now the Spanish folks own a lot of businesses.
And
in
the
there.
Thing about it, not only they
top
have
quality
the
businesses,
not only quality, but the folks who own these businesses and ride around. Look at how look where they live.
Right.
Up in Potomac.
Right.
They don't live in your community.
Right.
Ron, I mean, so much money. Sometimes I go to the bank, I'll be in the bank line, and in the commercial line. I'm a business person. And I see these foreigners coming in, be coming in with more money than, I mean, than you can keep in their little deposit bags.
Yeah.
The bags are fat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I say to myself, my goodness. It ain't that many of that nationality in this country. How do they make so much money? But you ask them where is their business. And you're right.
That's right.
You're right. It's right there, what they say is the hood.
Right. And the other thing is, we got to stop buying as a community so many trinkets. You know, the white man, Caucasians boast about the fact that the Indians, they bought a lot of American land for trinkets. Worthless pieces of glasses that shine and all that. And this is the same as it is with a lot of other valuable things that we purchase. They're worthless, man, you know. If just like an example, if you bought a $3 million diamond ring right today out of the highest, most well-known diamond store in the country, do you know if you took it back and tried to sell that diamond ring anyways, you couldn't even get $1 million for it?
No what?
You couldn't get $1 million for something that don't have to be 12 hours old.
No.
You've only owned it 12 hours, and you want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
You can't even get $1 million back. You put three out.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's shameful. Yeah. We invest a lot like that.
Again, because we're consumers.
Well,
I mean, and there's nothing wrong with being a consumer.
Right.
I'm not knocking folks for spending their money and buying and living a good life.
Right.
I am just saying, as a community.
Yes, sir.
As a community, we know that when it comes to our peoples, when it comes to that African American, look at his mode of living. We don't live cheap. I mean, we'll live cheap if we're forced to.
Right.
But given the opportunities where we said the African-American middle class, that African-American middle class lived damn near like, excuse my language, but that African-American middle class live almost like rich folks. I read an article one time, and it was put out by the S&P. Some years ago, back in around 2005 or so, it was talking about black economics. And they were talking about just what we're talking about now. Put your business somewhere close. Don't have to be in the heart of the African-American community, but go close. That's why you see the Walmarts and all of these huge department stores.
Yes.
They won't be too far away from that African-American community, because, again, that community, they know, do not own businesses, so they're going to come to you. And I am saying, take that same example as one who is saying, become vested in your community, and take the same example as those who are coming to your communities, making all this money off of you. Let's open the business ourselves.
But, you know, there's a psychology behind why we buy and do a lot of things that we do.
Well, we got about 3 minutes to explain what it is.
This is real quick. If you deny a baby candy for many years, when that baby gets that sweet sugar in his mouth, he's going to eat candy till he gets sick.
Mm-hmm.
But if you deny somebody the opportunity to own and have certain material things in their life, as soon as they get money, all they're going to try to do is prove to go get those material things that they've been denied, and they just keep spending their money foolishly and foolishly, trying to get all these material things that they've been denied. And the psychology behind that was, deny them all this, don't give them, let them make enough money to do this, and when they do make a little money, we can get everything they own.
That's what happens to a people who is controlled. But
yes.
If you own the businesses yourself,
that's
see, a business
word.
Owner is you're independent. That's what I mean. I know the feeling. I've been independent for 40 years. I remember when Ronald Reagan came into office. I remember Reaganomics. Doing Reaganomics when I was a business person, I knew I was making $100,000, $150,000, couple hundred thousand dollars. It made no difference whether it was a Republican in office or a Democrat in office. Entrepreneurs, your power is your clientele. Brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, like I said, we came in late tonight. We didn't have a chance to. We lost a lot of our callers. Our president, our national president, was one of those callers. But so we apologize for the technical difficulties, but we ask you to keep participating. We're going to do this thing.
Yes.
And so, within closing, Brother Aziz, I am going to say a Happy New Year to our audience.
Yes. Happy
Assalamu
New Year.
Assalamu alaikum to everyone. But like I said, stay tuned to this station because we're talking about becoming vested with you, Brother Aziz.
Yes, 2017 is our year.
So good night. that it? Yeah. See, this is where you are inviting them now to come on the radio station. If it's like we're on. So anybody that you want to, and you can send, let's say, send this out for the month of January. You're inviting so many. And what I do, I send this out about a week or two. I send the folks I want to talk with, I'll speak to them about a week or two and send them this, and then I'll call them and invite them to participate on the radio show with me live and introduce their business, talk about their business and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be, that's who we had tonight. We had five special guests. You can only have five special guests on the station with you, direct. They don't have to call in.
Mm-hmm.
They can just come in direct with you and be right on the station with you. That's who you're sending that to. But then you can also send this or this to hundreds of folks. They just dial in. They're not special guests. They've been invited to come and listen to the radio station. And let's say if you had a guest from out of state or quite a distance away, you would have sent them this, then you would have sent them this, because you're controlling the station. You're telling them how, so they'll know when there's commercial breaks, when they'll be speaking, and all of that. So that's what
You want me to keep these?
Yeah, you can keep
them,
because we can let you know what we need to and I sent a bunch of stuff to the mass jets. That was that personal letter.
Mm-hmm.
I sent to the mass jets.
Okay.
That was the one that right here. Let me see. No, it ain't. It tells the one that we sent to the. It says, "It's dear Imam, whom it may concern." I got to get you a copy of that letter. And that went out to about. We sent that to about 25 different mass jets throughout the country. Some of them, many of them got back with us. Care. Several mass jets got back with some of my foreign mass jets.
A lot of foreign, they've been, driving on our communities for a long time.
That's all they because they ain't going to go to the white community. The same reason you were saying that white man, Native Americans, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, they can't go into the white community and do anything.
No.
Can't go there and do nothing at all. If anybody can go into the white community and do anything, it's an African American now.
But that Chinese people.
But not saying that he's going to get that much support, but there are still white folks that will support you.
Right.
You know?
Right, yeah.
Chinese get so much of their business, they don't even give them that much of their business. So again, it's the African American, like I said, man, they come to America. That's who, but when you start talking about $800 billion, that was the stimulus package that saved the entire world when Obama came in.
Right.
So that's what $800 billion can do. Mm-hmm. It can take care of the entire world.
That's right.
You know.
You say you're going to have this, do you want me to do it?
No, I'm going to have Karima to do it and send you a copy.
Okay.
I'll take it to her right away.
All right.
And along with her. She knows what to send you.
Okay.
And you'll get, now even the letter with that we sent out to the imams and all that.
Okay.
That'll be sent to you too. And
yeah,
you
if I can get that to me now,
you'll have it tomorrow.
Okay, because I want to get out and pass it out to some people.
Yeah, you'll have it tomorrow. Let me see if this is, you're invited to participate in the blog. See, that is, that's your personal. That's your personal.
Mm-hmm.
folks that, you know, you want to.
So it says it on this one you gave it here, too.
Okay.
It says it right here.
Okay. The same thing.
Yeah.
That's the personal one.
You are invited, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the franchise list here.
You
can
keep one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, keep one. Keep one and keep and
when I saw the prices on them, I mean, you know, it's not like I say. We just have to get good management.
$300,000 can put us into every almost any franchise on here.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the hotels would cost us a little more.
Yes.
Some of the hotels, but like I said, we didn't have time to talk about the hotel thing. What we're going to do is start bread and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of our cities. In Washington, D.C., I know it'll work. In other words, we start having conventions and stuff like that, just like North Carolina is having this convention.
Right.
North Carolina right now should be sending out all over the country where Muslims can call residents in this, and dorm, Raleigh dorm, and start making appointments for bread and breakfast. I'm going to stay at your house. You're going to rent out facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than me having to go there to this hotel, we're saying your house is going to be our hotel. And we're going to, and when you come to here, I am going to have the bread and all your meals and everything that you want, even transportation. Everything you want is going to be just like that hotel. You need your clothes clean. I got somebody. The guy's driving around, picking up and having your stuff back the same day. We're going to they'll be in there picking it up at 10 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the evening. It'll be dropped off right at your. So again, that money that's going to these hotels is coming now to members of our community who have signed up to participate in the bread. That's what they should be doing right now with that huge crowd coming. But Washington, D.C., we can do it all the time. Now, white folks are already doing this. They're doing it for the convention. Those folks all over, especially D.C., they're taking it on. They're advertising it.
Right. They're advertising spaces. In D.C.
Places to stay doing, you know, while you're here, and they're renting out their rooms and all kinds of stuff, renting out the entire house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, $10,000.
Yeah, they make it.
You
money.
Know, make
well, look at
money.
Trump. He's renting out his hotel.
Yeah.
To the
government. Yeah.
About
yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
He's gonna make a ton of money off his own inauguration.
Yeah. 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 Because. I think all securities are staying there. All these security folks coming in from security, all of them staying in that hotel.
Yeah, he's just costing the government more money than they ever paid. Guys.
And all the diplomats that are coming here to favor Trump, they all and they paid up the yang yang.
But you know, bottom line is though, Trump's party ain't too happy about it.
Oh,
maybe
no.
One president coming to his inauguration. Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you ever seen what you call him lately? Shuby.
No, man, I was going to try to catch him tomorrow morning.
I don't know, see what he's doing, man. Come on, I ain't got it.
I ain't either. I'm totally dry.
Me too, bro. See what that stuff is doing.
You talking about going by that tonight?
Yeah, if he got it.
Yeah.
I hate waiting around that for him like that.
No, he can't be holding. No. He's like, he's been all right with me.
Just lately because he's been hurting.
Yeah. Notice he's been in this rental car.
Right. He told me something happened to his car. Somebody did something, man. I don't know what happened, man.
But I know it's been about 3 weeks now, whatever did happen.
Yeah, he's been riding in a